Hey there. How would you like 101 ways to inner peace and how to cultivate it? Well, today we're looking at 101 ways to inner peace from the teachings of Dr. David R. Hawkins. And we're looking at number 9 and number 10 because they kind of go nicely together. But before we get to those tips, my name is Liz Crescia. I'm your happy host here at TrumpetOfTruthRadio.com on the podcast and TrumpetOfTruthTV.com on the YouTube channel. I'm here to help you discover the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. And I support this intention by putting into context where truth and power really exist based on the map of consciousness. I put it all into context based on the map, which is came from decades and a lifetime of consciousness research by Dr. David R. Hawkins. And the map is simply a proven energy scale to actualize your ultimate human potential. So let's get to today's topic real quick. It's 100, every month I like to do 101 ways to either happiness, inner peace, or success. And I mix them up every week, every month. So this month we're looking at peace. Next month is probably success and then happiness after that. So we'll just take a look at all of that. So we'll just start shoring up your foundation, your energy field for higher consciousness. So number 9 and number 10 in Dr. Hawkins' book, which this all comes out of his book of slides, which was put together by some of his students after he passed. And it's essentially the complete collection of Dr. Hawkins' lectures that were presented between 2002 and 2011. So 101 ways to inner peace is super simple. And he's saying it's okay to be wrong or undecided. And Dr. Hawkins, people will ask him, what do you think about, you know, if anyone asks you, what do you think about that? You know, they pose you a question. You can say, I don't know. Be honest. Like honesty calibrates pretty high in the 200s. Honesty is probably 225 on the map of consciousness. There's nothing wrong with being honest, right? I don't know. I haven't decided. I got to think about it. As opposed to trying to like come up with some answer just to look better, which is of lower consciousness, like pride. It's kind of like pride to feel the need to have to come up with something just to, you know, cover your pride. You're much better off being honest at 225. You don't kind of infect your energy field with lies and, you know, feeling ashamed or embarrassed or anything like that. No need to do that. Just say, I don't know. And, you know, I'm reading out of Dr. Hawkins' book. So that's a simple thing to say. I don't know. I haven't even thought about it. I really can't tell you. Honesty is the best policy is a high level of consciousness to accept. And then Dr. Hawkins said, you know, some people will get the response that, well, that's wishy-washy, you know, and then the person saying that's wishy-washy is like challenging you and making you feel bad. It's like, too bad. I don't have it. If I don't have, you can just say, this is where you step into your own power and courage to stand up for yourself, which is 200 and above on the map of consciousness, right? Don't go into pride and shame for sure, because it infects your energy field. You don't want to infect your energy field with lower consciousness, really, especially when you start understanding it. It's like, no, honesty is the best policy. And, you know, for someone says you're being wishy-washy, it's like, well, so what? I'm being wishy-washy because I want to speak the truth and be honest about what I do and do not know. So there you have it. And then you can say, stop trying to make me feel guilty or shameful for being wishy-washy. That's what I'm being right now for you. And that's your own stuff you're throwing up on me. That's what I would do. I'm like, don't throw up your shame and guilt and trying to rewrite garbage on me. If it's the right context, you know, if someone challenged you in a negative way, that's how you stand up for your own power. So, and then Dr. Hawkins says number 10 on his 101 ways to inner peace is to calibrate the options and be flexible. Now, you got to learn how to do consciousness calibrations, and you have to be of higher consciousness and integrity to do them. But you can always go to my go-to resource is any of Dr. Hawkins' books. He gives you consciousness calibrations on tons of things throughout his decades of research. Or to consciousnesscalibrations.com, which is my go-to website for current calibrations. And there's tons of topics that Brian, the guy who put it together, has, you know, collected. It's a huge database of calibrations. You can say, you know what, I don't have a decision yet. I want to see what the consciousness of it is before I say anything, because the mind likes to be right and prove others wrong. And I'm happy to say, you know what, I don't know. Let me go check out some calibrations and get back to you. So consciousnesscalibrations.com is a great place to go to get some answers or to get help making any type of decision so that you make informed decisions instead of wishy-washy ones. Wishy-washy decision-making does not lead to good results because there's no power and understanding or anything in it. So that's today's, and let me just tell you what Dr. Hawkins has to say about this calibrations part. He says, you don't have to have an opinion on everything or anything. And in reality, Dr. Hawkins is always like, this is my go-to as well. Go neutral. You don't have to have an opinion on anything because there's way more power in it. And just being present and holding the power of neutral at 250 on the map is way bigger than having to have an opinion, which is below 200. And it doesn't matter. You let go of having to be right or wrong and start to use the mind and reason and acceptance and higher levels to make decisions in your life. So I'm just going to read a little bit more in the book here. So people will ask you, what do you think about so-and-so? You can say, well, I don't know. I just haven't given it much thought yet. I'm going to think about it. And maybe you can put a deadline. Give me some time to consider it. I'm going to do a little research. Don't feel the need to jump in with some answer, which is likely a weak answer because you're not prepared for it, perhaps. And just say, you know, be of higher consciousness and say, I don't know. I'm going to have to look into it. And you know what? This topic doesn't really interest me that much, so I probably won't look into it anytime soon. Or if it does interest you, then you can put a date on it, like, which is having integrity to say, okay, I'm going to look into this and I'll get back to you on this date about it. That's really using its true power and integrity and to start practice that. That's another high level of consciousness to admit you don't know the truth about something, but say, you know what, I'll look into it because it is of interest to me and I do care about this topic. Or if it's not of interest to you, tell that truth as well. That's today's 101 ways to inner peace. And going to neutral on anything is totally freeing. That's inner peace. And I love to teach the level of consciousness of neutral, which you can find. I've done the level of consciousness of neutral. It's worth knowing about in one of my episodes. You'll find it if you just, you know, search within my podcast or the video cast on YouTube. You do the search, look for neutral at 250. You'll see that's the go-to I recommend to everyone who's just coming into the awareness of the map of consciousness and how to work with it. Okay, next week is our quiz, and I'm looking at occupations. The level of consciousness of different occupations is kind of interesting to put different occupations into context. And the whole point of the quiz is to really shore up your energy field, right? And again, these are not judgments or opinions. They're calibrated levels of energy fields. Like, what's the energy that's coming out of this thought? What's the energy that's coming out of this practice? What's the energy coming out of this occupation? And just because something is of higher consciousness than another doesn't make it better, because you don't need that much energy for many things. Some things don't require the amount of energy that is required to become an avatar like Jesus Christ, Buddha, and Dr. Hawkins. The energy for that is 1,000 on the map of consciousness, and it's the energy to offset the negativity of the planet. Just as an example. So I hope you find this podcast and videocast helpful. It's helping you, I assure you, to come into greater awareness, into greater power and understanding how to build a better life for yourself. And yay for you showing up. I appreciate you being here. I'm here for you. So if you like what's going on, share it with family and friends or give us a review. Reviews are super helpful in helping with my mission to raise the level of consciousness of the planet, which used to be at 207, and then it fell in the last year to like 190, which totally stinks. It's understandable with all that's going on with the COVID thing and the fear mongering about the COVID and politicalization of everything is a lower, it's a low level of consciousness that can bring the whole planet down, which kind of stinks. So I'm on a mission to bring the planet up to 250, which is a huge ask. We need a lot of enlightened beings out there and people of higher consciousness. You don't have to be a Buddha or a Christ or a Hawkins, Dr. Hawkins, to contribute to the raising level of consciousness on the planet. In fact, people of higher consciousness that move up just a little are now a quantum contributor to that rippling effect that's going out there. All right. So I just said we're going to do the quiz next week is about occupations. And then the week after that is my monthly topic. I like to pick up topic. And the topic is I'm going to ask you the question, would you let the wolves in the monastery? And what the heck do I mean by that? Before I let go, I always like to say, love is the truth, my dear, at 500 on the map of consciousness. And just because you don't understand it or accept it, or, well, you may not accept it or experience it or believe that it is so, based on consciousness research, the energy of love is huge at 500 and above on the map of consciousness. Inner peace starts at 600 or above on the map of consciousness. These are rare levels of consciousness in humanity, and they're rare for any human being to get that high, but it's good to understand and know, put it like, oh, okay, so it's true. I might as well just accept it and stop thinking the mind is all that. The mind is not all that. It cannot hold a candle to the power of love. I'll see you again next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.